And this is our first symposium, hopefully something that's going to be repeated each year and get better and better. The theme, I think, for the symposium today is reversing the aging process through vital community living. And that's exciting, just talking about reversing the aging process. I can actually now say that without feeling like a snake oil salesman. We can reverse the aging process. And I want to thank one of our major sponsors, BB&T, who are lenders in senior living, and they've been extraordinarily exceptional in their leadership and support, as has THW Design, who has been a major platinum sponsor of this this symposium. The Vital Nation is your host, and we are going to be talking today about things of vital interest. I think we know that we have a great challenge ahead of us as we have a graying nation, and it might be well to start off and ask, what is the Vital Nation, although Harry kind of answered it in his own unique way. But Vital Nation really is a composite of a lot of different things, but what it is, very simply, it's a nonprofit NGO, and it's dedicated to provide education, information, and communications for the advancement of the Vital Life Program. And the Vital Life Program is a construct, a set of goals, and also to publish the successes of all the communities. The Vital Nation is important to your future for one reason, and that reason is this set of facts. By 2020, one out of five people will be 65 or older. And you might ask the question, why does this matter to you? Why should we care? Why is this a critical statement of fact? Well, let's let PBS's front line speak for us in a very seminal show that was shown in 2 years ago, in 2006. They noted that the average baby boomer will run out of savings 7 to 10 years before they run out of life. And the only funds that they will have to live on will be Social Security, if it's there. The fact is they will not have enough money to afford their own health care in the most crucial years of their lives. I think this is a crisis. And if you also watch the frontline show called Living Old, this is the first time in American history where the old, those over 85, are now the fastest growing segment in our population. And medical advances have enabled us with an unprecedented number of Americans who can live longer and healthier lives if we would only do so. But for millions of elderly, living longer can also mean a debilitating physical decline that often requires immense amounts of care. The question is, will we be able to provide that? And just as more care is needed, fewer caregivers are going to be available to provide it, because the following cohort generation after the boomers is 12 million to 14 million smaller, and there will not be enough people to go around and to care for all of our service industries, let alone the senior care industry. So there's going to have to be radical change. The World Health Organization ranks U.S. healthcare system 38th in the world, which is sadly, in my view, abysmal, because we're right in there with these countries of Slovenia, Brunei, and Croatia. And for the country of our wisdom, our intelligence, and our innovation, that's a sad state of affairs. If our health statistics continue to degrade for our current population, the fact is that we won't be able to provide adequate health care for our children, for the future generations. And that's our challenge. And the people that are most at risk will have the most difficult time of their lives when they most need that care. So, if we address this fact right here, that 50% of our nation's disease and chronic illness can be eradicated, then there's the hope at the end of the tunnel. And it can be eradicated not through miracle drugs, but through simply a change of lifestyle. That's the great news. Lifestyle changes, in our view, the Vital Nation can be best affected by living in smaller, purpose-driven communities like CCRCs, AARCs, and ACCs. The reason being, they have the soft touch. They are people-oriented. They are not bricks-and-mortar communities. In those affinity communities, it's our belief, we could even do the impossible, which that is to reverse the aging process. Now, wouldn't you go to a community where you knew that you could reverse the aging process? Well, if we look at the aging timeline, we see a steady decline as we get from about age 40 on, and there's a place called crossing the equator. As we go through the four cycles of our living, fun starts to dissipate, our function becomes a little less predictable, we become frail, and then we get into the period of time when our bodies start to fail. And that's called crossing the equator. When we cross the equator at about age 50, we start to realize what's ahead of us. We start to realize that life is going to be a little bit different, and we have to readjust our expectations. Now, this curve, good news, is not cast in stone. We can do something about it. And to show you what I mean, let's take a look at the tale of two Dorothys. I'd like to introduce you to Dorothy Johnson, age 76, and Dorothy's life choices. Here's the proactive Dorothy. She's very active socially. She eats well, is very careful about what she eats. She is very concerned about her fitness, and she makes sure that she works out in each day and is very socially active when she does so. She serves in her community. And then there's the reactive passive Dorothy. She stays in her room almost all day. She doesn't cook for herself. She doesn't feel like dressing and go out to eat with people. She's not very social, and she's very, very passive and sedentary. And these are two Dorothys at the age of 76. And that's simply something that changes in your head as to how you are going to make the decisions to run your life. Now, Dr. Bernie Siegel, he could guess which of the two pathways that the Dorothys would affect, because he asked the question why. And he found out for his post-stroke patients, those who had a reason to live lived on average 7 years longer than the others. So he could ask Dorothy A and B, how long do you want to live? And he could understand what the outcome would be. Because you have to have a purpose, and that's all about socialization. We are all a part of something bigger outside of ourselves, and it's only that that gives us purpose. Human beings are mammals, we're herd animals, and we belong together. And if we take a look at what the implications of that are, if we want to take a look at the practical, factual facts that we can count on, not subjectivity, but objectivity, and we look through the four cycles of fun, function, frailty, and failure, that we are all going to experience and pursue, we can see that the life without a vital purpose, which is the lower line, that is the Dorothy that you see that was not very active and didn't really have a purpose in life. Nothing gave her joy and she had no passion. But the other Dorothy that had a vital purpose, that was passionate, that had friends, you can see the curve that she has the right to believe that she can follow. And there's an extraordinary difference between the two. The amount of life, the amount of living, the amount of meaning that can occur between those two lines is extraordinarily significant, and this is something that we all can achieve. And this means that we have to lay out our goals, and we have to measure and be accountable to ourselves for what we're trying to pursue. So the difference between somebody who lives with a purpose and a passion and those who don't, if you can take a look at the chart, in the green area, we can gain another 12 years of fun, another 12 years of function, another 7 years without being frail, another 3 years without going into the failure mode. Ladies and gentlemen, that's 34 years of extra life we can gather if we have a life with passion and purpose, and that we follow goals we set for ourselves, and we decide we are going to live vitally. And somebody might say, Bill, well, come on, that's ridiculous. 34 years, give me a break. You really have to be a disciplined person to accomplish that. And I'm saying, yes, you probably do. But how about giving me 15? Let's cut it in half. What's 15 extra years to your life for you? And I would also argue that if you're in the right community, you can get those 34 years, because you'll have friends, you'll have a new virtual family, you will have a passion, and you'll have a reason to live and a reason to hope for a vital life. So that's what it's all about here today. And that's what the Vital Life's mission is the Vital Nation's mission, is simply the following. Number one, to create vital life communities. Number two, we want those communities where people can recreate the extended family relationships, where good nutrition is the best part of each day's social experience, where fitness is embedded in every act of daily living, personal growth is possible continuously, holistically, and that we enjoy life beyond our genetic imprint. And if we do all of that, then there's a big and in the number seven. We can live younger next year.